we'll see if we can find out why we're getting six more weeks of winter from the groundhog. Hiss. Sad. But we were starting things out so well. 70 in the forecast and digging ourselves out of last week and the weekend that was.
It's the weekend of day.
He knows.
Hope you had a nice one. We had a big ol' on-air radio weekend here at Hank FM with all the rodeo fun going on. Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo Week number three. Week of the Stock Show. It is underway out there. We got a report coming up. And it was quite busy down there in the Fort Worth Stockyards and the like, too. We were live at the Boot Barn.
Oh, that's right.
Scared some tourists that were walking through, evidently.
Careful. What did you do?
That's all right. I'm sure the Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce and the friends at the Stockyards were
appreciative
of that.
It was the jorts, wasn't it?
It was, you know, it was a little, it was cold, mm-hmm. but the sun was out and the wind wasn't blowing. So it really was manageable, even though we were locked in the 30s all day Saturday. But you had a huge weekend at Billy Bob's Texas. In fact, Elle and I took in night number one of the three nights of the Turnpike Troubadours.
I know. Out there
at Billy Bob's. Sold out all three nights.
You guys are just like teenagers.
Just
aww.
Wacky kids, huh?
So in love. Are you feeling it today?
No. I was feeling a little bit Saturday morning, but I was awake by the time Boot Barn happened. That was good times down there. No sporting news of note. The NASCAR kickoff to the season was snowed out, so they're going to try that again at Bowman Gray Stadium on Wednesday. And, of course, the big old Super Bowl will be this upcoming Sunday.
Yeah.
There does seem to be cheerleaders still lingering around, so I don't know if they held over on the or did like another round of the cheerleading competition.
Texas. I mean, you never know where you're going to find a cheerleader.
They're just here to boo the groundhog. All right, either way.
They're here to support the Dallas Cowboys.
I know it was busy at the Heatherly compound, no doubt.
Well, yeah, you know, it was a brand new episode of Love During Lockup on Friday, which always makes me feel better about my life. And things that I learned there, you just cannot pop up to a federal prison to say hi to one of the residents. So just so we all know that. Meanwhile, you have a teenage girl in your home, young lady, I apologize. And, you know, all things kind of revolve around them. And so color guard era has begun, namely winter guard. We went up to a Little Elm, Lido getting fourth in their group. Very fancy costumes this year. My daughter complimented another team on their uniforms, saying those are really cool. And she looked at her and said, I know.
Ugh.
And then another school, she asked, have you been doing color guard long? And they said, no, we're actually the drama club, but we do props. And so we know how to do makeup and hair. Mm-hmm. So they kind of made us the color guard. Congratulations to everyone.
Well, thank you to your family for guarding us against winter.
See?
For the winter guard.
And look at that. They did a great job. Now it's going to be, 70 degrees today?
Very Game of Thrones-ish.
What about you? You did all the things this weekend.
Oh, yeah. It was birthday weekend there for Miss Elle. That started on, before the show even, and during the show on Friday, if you were with us. And then that just ended up in some way, shape, or form going all weekend long, really.
I told you, it's a weekend. It's not a birthday day. It's
culminated
a weekend.
Finally, with the parents, we had to delay it from Friday night and finally got everybody together yesterday and went out. She wanted to load up on as many carbs as humanly possible.
Yes.
And I think that still spills over into today. I don't ask questions about that, you know, or judge. But we went to Babe's Chicken yesterday.
You love some Babe's.
And evidently, my parents that beat us a little bit to get the table did the whole thing where they let the server know there was a birthday to celebrate. And Babe's bit is they put a chicken beak on you in a chicken hat.
Oh!
And you get up while they sing happy birthday.
That is so cute.
Then you got to do like a little chicken dance.
Did you get it on video?
I got many pictures, and then I spilled my iced tea all over myself while I was trying to take the pictures.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a calamity right there. But Elle's been backed, and she'll be performing nightly there as the chicken there at the Babe's in Arlington.
That's
so
cute.
I didn't see a shadow or anything, but this just kicks off the whole run because then, you know, down the line, we've got Dad this month's birthday, and then we've got the moms next month, and then right after that's the kiddos. And then, so we've got at least six more weeks of birthdays.
Same over here. I can't even tell you how many birthdays we have.
In six more weeks, a low balance notification. Dave Ramsey would not be proud on this. Yeah, I know.
It's Katie and Heather Lee. And as always, please hold all applause until after the show.